This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The new president of Caritas Lebanon has launched an appeal to the international community to work harder for the common good, seek an end to the conflict in Syria, and do more to help millions of refugees who have fled to neighboring countries like Lebanon. 47-year-old Father Paul Karam is no stranger to humanitarian and development issues. Formerly, he was national director of the Pontifical Mission Societies in Lebanon. Nonetheless, I asked him if he is at all daunted by the prospect of bringing aid to the more than 1.5 million Syrian refugees now in Lebanon.
In my whole life as a priest, first of all, because before doing any other job, first of all, we are priests. We are the servants of the word of the gospel and the word of God. So I don't have fear. I have confidence in God's will. And I think that the choice of the church with the presidency of the Assembly of Patriarchs and Bishops in Lebanon has chosen me. I consider it as a big confidence in the mission that I could do it in the future. And I hope to be at this level of this confidence. And second, of course, the needs are very big and the challenges are very huge. Because, as you have mentioned, we have more than 1,500,000 refugees in Lebanon. And this is a problem at very other levels. It's not only a social question. It is also a humanitarian question. It is also a political question. And it is also a voice for solidarity, a calling voice for solidarity, which means it is, of course, the responsibility of the Lebanese government, but also it is the big and the first responsibility of the international community. It is not a question to say to people, go there to Lebanon because Lebanon has an open border and go and come and in and out. No, it is also a question of responsibility to serve these people. And not only the Lebanese people have to assume alone this responsibility. Also, it's a big challenge for the Lebanese host communities because it is their territories and they are doing till now very good welcome to them, but they cannot support it alone. That's why what I'm saying, it's also a responsibility for the international community.
Do you feel that with the Russian annexation of Crimea, that the international community has sort of forgotten Syria right now? It's focusing more on Russia and Ukraine.
I am not a political person now, but I can say that in all the politics of the world, the interests are unfortunately personal interest and not common interest. What we urge and appeal for the international community to transfer her interest into a service and a real service for the humankind, not only a personal interest on behalf of the human rights. Because it's very important that in every policy in the world, what we can do, what we can serve, not what we can have benefit. It's very different. That's why I think the international community, either the part of the states or the part of the Russians, needs to make more pressures on those who were manipulated on the Syrians war to go to a real peace process in order to avoid more casualties, more injuries, more refugees, more destructions. Let us build a peace process. Let us build human rights. Let us build sovereignty. Let us build dignity and not to build hate and wars and dead persons and injured persons. This is a major thing.
We've seen that the conflict in Syria is spilling over into Lebanon.
Of course.
is that exacerbated by the number of Syrian refugees
of
there?
Of course, because you have an open border from Syria to Lebanon. And you cannot imagine, it is almost one third of the population of Lebanon. Lebanon has between 4 million, 4 million and a half. And you have now 1 million and a half and other 500,000 Palestinians and others, I think, 300 or 400 were foreign workers. So how can the infrastructures at least absorb this big potentiality at the economic level? So these are very big problems for Lebanon. That's why it is very urgent now, not tomorrow and not after tomorrow, to see how we can resolve this problem. And as you can see also, now in Syria, do you have an opposition? I don't think so. You have oppositions, and you have Islamists, and you have jihadists. What the result will be? More blood? More destruction? How can we build the peace? By war or by negotiations and pressures to all those who are in power to go ahead and finish this conflict, which affect not only Lebanon, but also affect all the Middle East. But the one who is paying more is Lebanon.
It does beg the question, you know, Lebanon is interested because Hezbollah, which is a political party in Lebanon, is fighting on the side of Syrian President Assad.
Ask it to them. For me, ask me a question related to our mission as a church and as the person who are serving. That's why we are assuming what the others are doing mistakes on this land. And the church is doing her best, but she cannot do what others should be doing. I can say in two words, let us believe that we can build peace. It's impossible to go ahead with this situation where nobody knows what will be the end and when, and how many how will the result will be. Let us believe in peace. Let the those who are in power in the international community say we need to build peace. I can give you only a question: how can we find money, and very huge money, to give weapons and bombs, and we don't find, for example, money to feed people?